Peter today does some amazing miracles in that first reading with this guy, Aeneas, who had been confined to his bed for 8 years. He was paralyzed. He raised him up. And I like that he says, and make your bed. I think your mom would like you to see that. Get up and make your bed after 8 years in bed. And then this woman, Dorcas, who was dead. She had died. Peter actually raises her from the dead. And you can see the similarities between what Jesus would do and what Peter is doing. Peter sent everybody out, and he prayed that God's will be done. And this is what allowed this woman to be raised. And so we can see the power of the resurrection now at work in the world. It's not just Jesus who is rising from the dead. Now, even his followers are raising people from the dead. The power of the resurrection is something that enters into each one of us. And it has to do with us being convinced of what it is Jesus is saying, and what he is doing, that there is no wiggle room. We see people in the gospel leaving our Lord. The famous chapter and verse, John 6:66 says, we read that just here this morning, that for this reason many people left him and went to their former way of life. But Peter, in turn, says, we are convinced that you are the Holy One of God, that Jesus, you are truly present in the Holy Eucharist, as he's been saying all week long in this sixth chapter of St. John. I am the bread of life. And so let's allow ourselves to become convinced of Jesus, his true presence, and allow the power of his resurrection to be active in our lives. The Lord's not going to let us down. Let's ask for that grace to follow him.